Okay, guys, this is the Angry Prepper. Today's episode, episode 135. We're going to talk about, will you survive the Great Reset? Now, the Great Reset I'm referring to in this podcast is there are two. There are actually two Great Resets. There is the Great Reset by the World Economic Forum, also known as the WEF, or the Mad Max Reset, where everything goes back to zero and you have to pretty much rebuild. Now, the Mad Max Reset is possibly the worst one out of both, believe it or not, because you're going back to straight savagery. Now, humans, I think, when they were first put on this planet, there was savagery to our nature. That being said, when religion was introduced, whether it was Islam, Judaism, Catholicism, it didn't matter what religion you were, that religion brought peace. And now some people will argue, well, you know, religion is made up, it's a construct, all this other crap. Yes, okay, yeah, you can use that as an excuse. Or you can use that as a reason that you don't believe in religion. Nonetheless, religion has brought peace to a lot of society. All right, so we're going to talk about the World Economic Forum's reset first before we get into the Mad Max reset. But resetting the world through way of starvation and or arm tickets or telling us that we have to comply to all these new laws and regulations that are coming out, that is the World Economic Forum's approach. They are taking the Chinese social credit scoring system, or their way of life, if you will, and applying that to the World Economic Forum's game plan in resetting the planet. Now, for a long time, a lot of people don't realize or may not realize that the World Economic Forum's Great Reset is actually the 2030 and or the 2050 agenda. That is where they want to depopulate the planet, institute or place more control, governmental control over the people, and that society would be a lot peacefuler and people would be fed and there'd be no wars. Because according to these people and their so-called studies, less people on the planet means there will be less fight for resources, which means there'd be less wars. If the government or all the world's government came together under one world order, there'd be no one to war with. That's the ideology. So, a lot of people are against the World Economic Forum's approach because with that, it institutes a lot of, I guess, totalitarianism ruling, right? Or communistic and or socialistic way of life. It's probably all three in one, actually. So, with them trying to place this upon us, the question is, would you survive that one? Now, again, the way they talk about depopulation and how it's going to happen, I think preppers would survive that one. That one, the Great Resets, the World Economic Forum's Great Reset would be a better option for preppers because we would be ready for whatever they're going to throw at us. Plus, we don't believe half the bullshit that they talk about. We don't believe half the crap that they mention. We know that they are trying to convince people to take all these new arm tickets that are coming out. They have so many new mRNA vaccines coming out. It's insane. And crazy enough, we watched the COVID mRNA not work, but they said, okay, let's tweak it a little more and let's come out with new arm tickets. So now they have arm tickets coming out for almost everything now, guys, everything. So for those of you that don't want to get your kids vaccinated now or don't want your kids to be vaccinated again, don't want your kids to get vaccinated, or you don't want your kids to get vaccinated against everything and some things, you're going to be out of options because they're going to put that in every vaccine known to mankind. And they're going to combo them. So whatever kids are supposed to take, they're going to combo those shots so that they take an mRNA with 15 different vaccines. Now, Are we going to see that soon? Probably not. We'll probably see mRNA vaccines for individual shots and see how that works. They're going to see how that works, and they're going to look at it and go, well, all right, let's see if we could pile on 5. Okay, let's see if we could pile on 10, right? Because of technology. They keep hiding behind technology and science. And science, guys, it's their science is flawed because they're using controlled scientists, if you will, paid scientists to make these things work in their favor. And they're not even doing studies. They're just writing reports. I can all but guarantee you, if you were to ask these people for legitimate studies or videos of these studies, they don't have them. They just compile reports and then they print them. That's all they do. Anyway, before we go down that rabbit hole, the World Economic Forum guys, it doesn't benefit us. It benefits the elites. It benefits the elites in every way, from making money to being fed well. The World Economic Forum wants us to eat bugs. They want us to eat less meat. There's some absurd amount of meat they want us to eat, and it's like less than 0.5 pound a week or some craziness like that. And it's in grams, so I forgot what it was, but I know that it was less than 0.5 pound. They want us to eat more bugs because it's healthier for us. Never mind the fact that it's cheaper, it costs less to produce, and it's so-called good for the environment, is what they keep pushing. But meat is bad for the environment. Meat because of cows, because of pigs, because of chickens, because of the feed that we need to feed them. This is why they keep pushing meat is bad for the environment. Keep in mind, bugs, you only have to house them in a giant warehouse to produce them. And they go, that leaves less of a footprint, which is all bullshit, guys. It's all bullshit. But nonetheless, that's what they push. And they have these liberal idiots running out there talking about, oh, we're you know, bugs are safer for the environment and safer for us and healthier for us. The fuck it is. It really isn't healthier for us. Don't get me wrong. Eating bugs does have a place when you're in survival mode, trapped in the wilderness, going, what am I going to eat for dinner? Crickets. That's when crickets come in handy. When you're stuck in the wilderness or you're in survival mode. They're going to make it so, guys, that we eat bugs. And for preppers, we're not going to conform to that. But for everybody else, they will. So for those of you that might not know, I did an interview with Tucker Carlson, which was for a bigger episode or show that's coming out later this year. And again, I met this guy backstage in a Tucker Carlson show. I met this guy backstage who was pushing bugs and how good it is for us and how people should eat more of them. And I was calling him out on his bullshit. I pretty much shut him down in the back behind the scenes, right? Because I was like, listen, bugs, he goes, bugs are poor people food. And I go, they are poor people food. That's why poor people ate them, because they couldn't afford meat, which is too expensive. This has been shown in history time and time again. He goes, well, before we hunted, we were eating bugs. I'm like, since we were a race of people or beings, we've hunted. And that has been shown in prehistoric man's stomach lining for those that still had a content in their stomach. So again, lighting this guy up, he's pushing false narratives, and he's part of the fucking problem. Now, keep in mind, he's some liberal hipster asshole from Brooklyn. That says it all. Nonetheless, he was trying to push this bullshit agenda, and he believes it. That's the problem. But when I was shutting him down with facts, he had nothing to say, and he walked away from me. So, the World Economic Forum, guys, they want us to conform to their way of life. But to do that, they have to eradicate a lot of us to do so that there's less fighting. Why do you think they're feeding us soy and our testosterone is dropping at an alarming rate in men? Because they do not want men who fight back. They do not want men who eat natural foods. Natural foods, guys, boost your testosterone, keep your hormones in check. When you eat this chemical shit that's out there, this is chemical castrating foods. That is chemically castrating men over time. So they are definitely, without a doubt, going to wind up turning men into bitches, because man bitches don't fight. Now, women, on the other hand, there are a lot of women out there who have grit and will fight, but they'll be by themselves, because the other side of that coin is there are a lot of women who don't want to fight, not confrontational. They just want to go with the motion, which most people do. Most people are scared of fighting. So when the World Economic Forum starts implementing their bullshit, people are just going to go along with the program. Now, their second means of depopulating the planet, or their approach to this World Economic Forum, is making sure, guys, that we're all under this digital currency. You're seeing digital currency pop up all over the world. They have test runs going on right now in smaller countries, especially the Caribbean islands. There's a few Caribbean islands and a couple of African nations that are testing this out as we speak. And as of right now, they are offering it as another means of income, or another means of money usage, if you will. But they are going to eventually implement this wholeheartedly throughout and get rid of the dollar or the currency, whatever currency that country has. They're going to get rid of it and have people completely rely on digital currency. Now, the United States is pushing FedNow, which starts in July. FedNow is not the digital currency. The digital currency for the United States is coming, and they're going to intertwine that with the FedNow program. And then they have something called FedCoin, which is a digital coin. So, nonetheless, guys, the government or governments around the world want more control over our finances. That is one of the World Economic Forum's plans, to have more control over our finances so that they can control what we buy and what we say. Because if they don't like what we say, they could turn around and dock you pay, close your account, freeze your account till you apologize. Whatever it is, whatever control they have, or whatever punishment, sorry, they're going to institute, they have control to do so. So this is going to be probably in our lifetime. We will see this be implemented. The social credit scoring system, again, which started in China. China was the roadmap for it, if you will. Klaus Schwab, who is in charge of the World Economic Forum, applauded China for their social credit scoring system and wants to implement that in the World Economic Forum's plan. And they are doing so because other countries are doing it as well. Italy was said to have started their social credit scoring system last year sometime. Germany is going to start it soon. Austria and the United States hasn't mentioned it yet, but I don't think the United States will mention it, as they'll probably just unroll it without us knowing. Now, we have a light version of the social credit scoring system now. If you're on YouTube, if you're on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, you notice how they delete accounts and or demonetize accounts. That is just a test run for what's down the line. Now, as far as surviving the World Economic Forum's depopulation, if you will, preppers are going to fare well, because their third means of depopulating the planet, or their second means, sorry, from depopulating the planet, is starvation. As I said before, look at the amount of meat they want us to eat. Again, it's some craziness, like less than half a pound, I think, per family, per week or something like that, and they want us to eat more bugs. They are scorching farmland all over the world. They are poisoning protein meats, if you will, chicken, cows, and fish throughout the world. They're making it harder for farmland to be farmable everywhere around the world. So they are essentially, guys, going to start affecting wheat and corn as well, so that there's less of it to eat, so people starve to death, right? And they have nations in mind where they're going to target. So United States, I think, the reason why we're losing a lot of land to toxic spills and stuff like that is because of 15-minute cities. That's a different conversation for a different day. If you look at other African nations, they are starting to go through a starvation. They're starting to implement their starvation plan because they're going to starve down the line. So starvation is another way. But again, if you are a prepper, you don't have to worry about that. You should have more than enough food to get you through whatever BS plan they have going on. So now, the one issue, guys, with the United States, with the World Economic Forum plans, is we have something called two-way, the Second Amendment, guns. They don't like that. The World Economic Forum, and the UN for that matter, have been trying to get firearms out of this country for a few decades now. the small arms treaty was something that Hillary Clinton was pushing, and somewhere along the line it died. But that was to get a lot of firearms out of the United States, or segue into getting firearms out of the United States. Sorry. So we are going to be the thorn in the World Economic Forum's side. But again, notice the amount of men that are turning into bitches. Notice the amount of men who own firearms and are going along with these restrictive programs that the government keeps instituting. So that in itself, I think down the line, we'll see fucking guns being given up because too many men are going along with the program and not fighting back. Now, let's talk about the Mad Max reset. Now, the Mad Max reset, guys, is the everything reset. It's where you reset everything to zero. This is a more problematic reset than the Great Reset, because at least with the Great Reset, a lot of preppers will survive that. The normies, most of the normies won't. But a Mad Max reset will affect everyone. Whether you're a normie or a prepper, it's going to make life harder for you when you have roving gangs and or roving nations taking over states, taking over cities, taking over towns, taking over homes through force. The savages that will run around this country would be like anything we've never seen. Some people will say, well, the United States started that way. No, we didn't. We still had order. We still had law. We still had the Queen's ruling when we started like that. With the Wild West, yes, people call it the Wild West, but there were still rules and regulations out in the Wild West, especially when he went into towns. Some towns were chaotic, and other towns had law and order. Those towns that had stern sheriffs, they had less problems than towns that didn't, that let cowboys run amok. But nonetheless, there were still rules. Even amongst cowboys, there were rules. So when you're talking about a Mad Max reset, you're talking about anything and everything on the table. You're talking about people coming in and raiding towns, raiding cities, taking over what they can, stealing, raping, robbing, trading people and women and or kids for sex. You're talking about a complete savagery going on. That is the Mad Max reset. Not, well, America started, nope. We still had rules and regulations. We still had some kind of order. When you have no order, when you have no government, when you have nothing to build off of, it's complete savagery. Look at African nations. African nations that completely fell apart and went through a Mad Max kind of scenario. They are still struggling to come around, and it's 2023. You do not want that. What you want is a rebuild. You don't want total chaos. A rebuild, guys, is always the better option. It's like a car or a house that has a sturdy foundation, or a car that still has a good frame. You can rebuild off of that. You can take some parts out, put new parts in, and hopefully those new parts are going to work and make the car run better. That's rebuilding. The same thing goes for a house. If you have a sturdy foundation, you can rip the house down, but rebuild it, but you still have the foundation. With a Mad Max reset, you don't have that foundation anymore because everything is gone. And no one's going to follow the foundation of the Constitution. So, a rebuild is the option, not complete anarchy. Now, of course, an anarchist will be like, oh, you know, we don't need rules and laws. We do need rules and laws. Even anarchists know that they need rules and laws. We don't need government. We need people ruling. That is possibly the problem we're going through right now, is that we've given our power to politicians. Every time something happens, we look to a politician for help. We're like, well, they're going to help us with FEMA. We can't do that anymore, guys. We have to rely on one another. When the shit is on, we need to turn to one another and figure it out. We cannot rely on government anymore. The government has to rely on us, not the other way around. The government has to rely on the people to run this country, not politicians who are in corporate pockets, who are in big pharma pockets, who listen to these corporations and do what they're told by them and not by the people. Because people, we just pay them their earnings. Corporations pay them millions. And because politicians are so greedy, they have to be outed. or there has to be laws against them making absurd amount of money while they're in office. Why do you think so many politicians do what they do? They don't do it for the people. They can care less. They do it for the money. They do it because they're getting paid big to be a puppet. And they don't mind that because they have no souls. The rest of us do, and that's why we have to take this country back. And if we have to take it back by force, then so be it. Anyway, guys, this is The Angry Prepper. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Or you'll hear from me next week.